Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you.
So let's get into some specific religions, and we can perhaps tease this out a little bit more. So first, we'll look at Mormons, the Book of Mormon. Well, what about their burning in the bosom that they claim to have? Well, there's sort of three responses here. So first, as I've said, that could be a problem at stage two. How are they interpreting it? They're not claiming that God appeared to them and spoke audibly. That's not the claim that they make. And so there's at least a stage of interpretation. And secondly, even if Mormonism is false, you could see how God might actually encourage somebody if they're truly seeking God and trying to understand God. Even if they haven't gotten there yet, they haven't arrived at the destination, you could see how somebody would be encouraged to pursue that. Because what's the alternative, right? A lot of Mormons who leave the faith end up being atheists. So which is closer to somebody who's going to ultimately believe in Jesus? Somebody who doesn't believe in God at all, or somebody who believes but has some problems in doctrine about Jesus? Their beliefs about Jesus need to be corrected, but they're still on their path. And so you might see that God would reveal himself in a way of saying, keep going, you know, because I don't think there's any devout Mormon who would say, yeah, once I had the burning in the bosom, I put the Book of Mormon, I put all that on the shelf, the Bible on the shelf, I never picked it up again because there was nothing else to learn, right? No, they wouldn't say that. They would say that they're trying to continue to pursue God throughout their life. So you might actually think that God would encourage rather than discourage that. And so there might be a reason you would expect them to have that sort of experience. And then finally, you get to the task of counter evidence. So you might look at, you know, some false prophecies in the Doctrine and Covenants, or you know, different claims about ancient North America that are made. So you might, that would be where the task of counter evidence. So you'd look at the specifics of the faith, and then try to show evidence about it. As I said at the top, these experiences are defeasible. It's not that once you have it, it's done. There's no more conversation. They are defeasible, and that's sort of, I think, how you would want to respond to someone from that religion. So next we'll look at the Hindus and the Buddhists. So the Hindus have what they call moksha, which is this sort of realization of the universal self. Hindus are monists, I believe that's the word for it, monists. They believe that everything's one, that everything's, there's not, the distinctions between things are illusory. And so there's this realization of the universal self. That's sort of the moksha that the Hindu would experience. The Buddha says that they're going to experience, that they do experience nirvana, which is the realization that there is no individual self, that this is sort of an illusion or some sort of illusion, I guess is what they would call it. Now notice in both of these cases that the triad is actually denied, right? So what is when the Hindu experiences moksha, what is he experiencing? Well, he denies that there is an object. He denies that all is self, that all is this one subject. There is no object that you're experiencing. And it's a self-reflection. I'm saying somebody appeared to me. It's a self-reflection. Same thing with the Buddhist. They would actually deny that there is a subject, which is interesting, but at a minimum, it's a self-reflection. It's not saying that there's some object that they experience. It's a self-reflection. And so when it comes to these other religious claims, you'd want to ask, what's the triad? You know, and in the video, I think somebody experienced some crazy person who claimed to be Jesus. Well, they experienced that guy. Yeah, there is that object. They have this misinterpretation that he's, I guess, a reincarnated Jesus or whatever it is that they believe. But there actually is an object, and so that wouldn't undermine religious experience, because we're not saying that they didn't have an experience of an object.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you find these podcasts helpful, please subscribe and share them with a friend.
Also, please join our Discord server for live discussions. You can find the server link in the show notes along with my email address. I'll see you next time.